traditionally we've argued or we found that you know, translation policy hasn't represented all constituents equally, and that is because you know, traditionally people of color, low-income people, people with disabilities haven't had the type of representation that we think would be a little bit more fair in local decision-making bodies such as MPOs, metropolitan planning organizations. And so, you know, part of what we like to do is sort of think through kind of the strategic planning and who needs to be part of that, so that if the decisions are being made that affect communities of color and people with disabilities, that they are actually, you know, have a seat at the table when those decisions are made and when translation policy is developed.